the Prime Minister says his optimism for a better future for Indigenous Australians still burns as he spoke about a new focus for Indigenous affairs. Speaking to attendees at the Garma Festival, the Prime Minister announced a First Nations economic partnership with a Coalition of Peaks, a $20 million investment to build the Garma Institute and a tertiary education centre owned and run by Yolngu people. He says he did not return to the Garma Festival to discuss the failed voice referendum, but instead to continue pursuing a pathway to unity. Yothu Yindi Foundation Chief Executive Denise Bowden says the result of October's referendum had been soul-crushing.
Let's strengthen ourselves for the task ahead and remember that after the fire comes the rain, then new growth, from where springs the hopes and dreams of the future. Let's find the strength of renewal and new beginnings for the country and for its people.
And police in the Northern Territory are delivering an apology for the injustices police have inflicted on Indigenous people for the last 150 years. Speaking at the Garma Festival, Northern Territory Police Commissioner Michael Murphy says he will recognise the harm done by the Northern Territory Police Force. Michael Murphy says the death of an Indigenous man, Kumanjaya Walker, offered an opportunity for the force to reflect on its history.